Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Having Faith in the Truth. Truth is something people argue over whenever the truth is in dispute. People give conflicting accounts of the same events that contradict each other so that both can't be true. Many times people don't even agree on the facts in terms of quality and quantity or even what they mean. Pilate asked Jesus a question after Jesus told him that he came to bear witness of the truth. That question was, what is truth? There are some things that can't be known or proven beyond question with mankind's previous and current level of knowledge, information, and technology. To make statements regarding the existence of God, the accuracy of the Bible, the life and works of Jesus Christ, and any other proclamation regarding salvation requires a measure of faith. Paul makes the assertion that the gospel is true. The accounts of the events and words of Jesus are true. His own testimony of events that happened to him are true. There are those who say that everything Paul and the gospel claims about God and Jesus is fiction and made up. Not one word of it can be believed. So there is a dispute over the truth. Who is right and who is wrong? Somebody is lying. Paul says they who contradict the gospel have embraced a lie. A lie suits them because they have pleasure in unrighteousness. If the gospel is true, they will be condemned for their actions. Therefore, they slander the truth to clear their conscience and dismiss everything about God as fiction. But those whom God has called to salvation will believe the truth about Him, obey Him, and trust Him for their soul salvation. Only one account is true. God's people have faith that the gospel's account of the facts is the true one. Jesus once said to Thomas after seeing him after his resurrection, "Blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe." Christianity is about having faith based upon the facts you know and the ones you don't know. Christians have made up in their hearts and minds which version of the truth, which version of the facts, and which version of reality they believe and have faith in. And it is the version that says, Jesus is Lord. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. And be sure to download our mobile app on your phone and mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. And get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.